Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh,
everybody. That was a praise melody by Tamla Mann, My Soul Love Jesus. What more testimony can you hear than My Soul Love Jesus? He's a wonder. I thank the Lord for the Friday. This is Friday coming up, and we just thank God for Blog Talk Radio and each and every one on the line. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby, today. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enhance, enrich, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And read that out of King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns and an early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. And everybody is welcome to come on. It's a corporate prayer. Everybody that lead to pray, you're welcome to come on and join in the prayer. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54 and listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages. We appreciate and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word with each of you and Evangelist Bernard and me, myself, Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And with that, we're going to see if Sister T can open up with prayer. Sister T? Sister T? Okay, then we just thank the Lord for that. Her phone may be on mute. I'm just going to go ahead with the prayer. Lord Jesus, we just thank you this afternoon. We praise you and we magnify you, Lord Jesus. We just lift you up and we exalt you because we come on this line that you would lead and guide us into what you would have each and every one that you allow to come on this broadcast to bring on a rhema word from heaven that you send down here on your earth to your people. We thank you for allowing us to be on this broadcast at this present time. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we just ask you to bless our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, Lord Jesus. You know what she stands in need of, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless her family, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, her mother and her father and her sisters, quite a few, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for her faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Obedient to you. Hallelujah. It's no good thing that you would hold from us. Hallelujah. And Lord Jesus, we asking you today to give her favor. Hallelujah. Wherever she walk, Lord Jesus, let her know you have went before her. Hallelujah. You have prepared her both seat. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, glory.
Thanks,
you have
Lord.
Opened the doors, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Let it be light. You said
thank
us.
You, Lord.
Go. You didn't say let's go. Mm-hmm. She said you said go, G-O. And when you go, hallelujah, we know you have the book. If you gave her the vision, we know you got the provision. Hallelujah. Let
thank
it not
you.
Be a strain.
Hallelujah.
Let it not be anything that want to interfere with her. Cover her all around with your precious blood, Lord Jesus, because your blood never loses power. It reaches to the
thank
highest.
You, Lord.
It goes to the lowest valley. The blood that day to day, it will never lose its power. So we just thank you for it, Lord Jesus.
Thank
and her,
you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We just pray for each and every soul you
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Faithful, the ones you sent on. Hallelujah, because we know that it's you doing the work, not us. All you ask us to do is be holy and be righteous and clean out our heart so that you can use us as your vessel. Hallelujah. You know who's going to come on this broadcast. Hallelujah. And
oh,
you know
yes,
what?
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, and you know everything before we know it. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask you, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that you will send your angels and touch them, Lord Jesus, whatever they stand in need of, Lord, because you can go where we can't go. Hallelujah, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Of you allowing us to come before you with the prayer. It's a pleasure and an honor, Lord Jesus, that you would choose each and every day a different soul on this line that you have sent on to come before your throne room with prayer. And we praise you and we magnify you, Lord Jesus. We just ask you to bless each and every one all over this, listening to this broadcast, all over the United States.
Yes,
and Lord,
Lord,
you've been
Hallelujah.
So good to us. Sent us up out of the United States, all into different continents. We have had responding back saying they heard Block Talk. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We had 10,000 talk. We couldn't praise you enough, and we love you, and we praise you, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise for this opportunity and the lesson that you have prepared for this broadcast today. Whichever way you take it, Lord, we'll be satisfied, because we know it's
Hallelujah.
Coming not from man. Hallelujah. We know it's anointed. Hallelujah. And it's coming down. Hallelujah. And you're in the midst of whatever your people
fire.
This earth. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, and we give you the praise. We give you the honor. And Lord Jesus, if I said or done anything, I repent, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered or blocked because of something I had said or done, Lord Jesus. We love you and we praise you and we give you all
Hallelujah.
The glory. Praise
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And with
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And with that,
thank
we
you,
go.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you today, God.
Might as well praise
thank
you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for
oh,
this.
Oh, we bless you today, God.
Hallelujah, we bless
thank
you,
Lord. Lord. Thank you,
Goodbye.
Thank you, thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
oh,
hallelujah.
Jesus,
have your way,
God.
Have your
thank
way,
you,
Lord
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, we bless you
God.
Today, God.
Oh,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Ooh,
you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
This
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you today, God.
We love you, we praise
you. We love you today, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah.
Glory
have
God.
Your way.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, there's none like you, Lord. There's none like thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we just want to give you glory today, God.
Oh, glory, Lord.
Lord, we just want to praise you for your magnificent
hallelujah.
Ways. We want to praise you, Lord God. For being a God that never forgets. Lord, we thank you for being a God that always come to our rescue. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you for your son.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for being redeemed one day, God. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, God, we thank you for your redemption. We thank you for the blood of Jesus today, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we lift you up, Jesus.
You
thank
are.
You for
Hallelujah.
Sister Ruby today, God. Thank you for Sister T, God. Hey, you don't want to shy, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
We thank you. We praise you. Fan, just dropped a minute. Mother Charity, hallelujah.
Yeah, Mother, praise the Lord. God bless you all. How are you all?
Blessed. We was just praise, giving the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Evangelist Bernard dropped off a minute. But we're just giving the Lord some praise. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's worthy. He's certainly worthy of all praises. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. We thank
oh,
you.
Oh, yes, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised.
Worthy.
Oh, God, we thank him, hallelujah, even for this day here that he have allowed us to see another day in
yes.
the name of Jesus for all of the strength that he's given us, for being
oh.
in our right mind today in the name of Jesus. We thank him, hallelujah, glory to God for all of his blessings that he have bestowed upon us today. We are thankful, oh God, that he's such a great and a mighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, my Savior. We glorify his great name today. He is worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. His name should be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, God, worthy is the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Oh, God, we praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I couldn't make it without him. I just couldn't make it without him. In the name of Jesus, he is our strength today. In the name of Jesus. Glory to our great God today. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I praise, oh, God, hallelujah, for every prayer. Hallelujah for all the encouragement today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the hope that we've got in him. Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, my Savior.
Hallelujah.
Lord is worthy. He's worthy.
Praise
oh, God,
word.
And we serving an awesome God today.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, my Savior. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I've been going through something myself. You know, my daughter, Deborah, she's in the hospital. She's
oh.
been in there for around about 3 days now. The day is of, and so she's going to be in there another day. She's been having trouble with her heart, kind of like slowing down. And they didn't like that. And so she began to feel kind of lightheaded. She went to the doctor to be checked out and everything. And so they want to give her a pacemaker. But they said to regulate her heart. And they've been watching her on this monitor and everything. They gave her a stress test. Everything come back real, real, real good. Except when she goes to sleep, they said her heart drops too low. So we've been praying for the Lord to undertake in her behalf, and I want you all to pray for us as well in Jesus' mighty and wonderful name, because I know God is able today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hello? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Darlene, she's in the hospital.
Yeah, my daughter, Deborah.
Deborah, I'm sorry.
Yes, right, yes.
Prophetess, darling.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Are you able?
God bless you.
Y'all are dropping off for some reason.
Oh, Deb, I was asking Prophetess Darlene Davis to pray for Sister your daughter named Mother Charity. What's your daughter?
Yeah, Deborah. Deborah Charity.
Deborah Charity.
Yes. You dropping off. We can't hear nothing. For some reason you dropping off.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. But you couldn't hear me before?
No, I could not.
Oh, okay then. Lord, we're going to pray for Deborah. Everybody that's on the line. Lord, we just thank you for Mother Charity. And we was wondering why she got off the line back and forth, and all of a sudden you had us today to go forth with just giving you praise. And then Mother Charity came on and praised you, Lord, you know, all the things. And then we Bernard dropped off for a minute. So, Lord, we just thank her for allowing, we thank you for allowing her to let us know about her daughter Deborah's in the hospital. Lord, you know everything about us. You have made these bodies. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
you
Jesus.
Know our DNA. And you know.
Oh, yes.
Enough. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we just thank you and we just honor your precious name that you allow us to come before you with prayer for Deborah. She's on every day with her mother. She's there watching her mother and living with her mother, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. She's been a blessing. Her mother raised her in the church all of her life. And she
thank
knows
you,
the
Lord.
Given her the anointing and a beautiful voice, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch the part where it's bothering
her. Yes, Lord.
Her head and everything is dizzy, Lord Jesus, into the organs and the blood vessels, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
the
blood Lord Jesus.
Yes, because the blood got power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to go into the hospital where she's at.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord
Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Because you touch the
things that... God, you're able today.
...to do it. And when you go forth, Lord, they won't be able to find a thing. They say you are healed in Jesus' name.
Oh, glory to Jesus.
Minister to a soul, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for this opportunity.
Yes,
and we just praise you. And we just
give
you all
yes,
the glory.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Send a prayer up to you, and we live the right way that
God.
You that we're supposed to live, righteous and holy, and seeking
yes,
your
God.
Face. Hallelujah. You
Amen.
Said you know anything from us. Hallelujah. As long as our
thank
heart
you,
is right and our mind is on
yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for that. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
We thank
glory
you, Lord.
Glory to our great God today.
Yes,
praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody on the chat room here. Hallelujah. And in the switchboard. Hallelujah.
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. And we praise you.
Thank
you said two or more can chase 10,000.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Flight.
Glory
Lord
to
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We
thank
know,
you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. To ask you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You,
to release it, Lord Jesus, whatever it is in there, and that she would have a good report.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Heaven
yes, Lord.
Of Lord. And we thank you for it, and we praise
thank
you.
Thank
you, the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Thank
to you
God.
Be the glory.
Yes.
To you be the praise. Hallelujah,
yes.
Lord Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
can't
Lord.
Nothing.
Yes, Lord.
We're just walking vessels, but you said that you could be used.
Hallelujah.
You use.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, we want to live holy. We want to live right.
Thank
we
you,
want
Jesus.
To live
oh,
right.
Oh, yes, we
yes.
do. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Father.
Hallelujah. We want to love him, Lord Jesus. And
yes.
we only
yes.
can do that till you work our hearts and
oh,
make it right,
yes,
Lord
my
Jesus.
Savior. Hallelujah.
Gift unto
you.
The church. Hallelujah. You gave the gift
thank
of healing to the church. Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes
oh,
Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And you would
thank
bring
you,
us out. Hallelujah. That we
thank
would
you,
lead
glory
us.
To our great God today.
Know it. Hallelujah.
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you. We praise you that you will
yes,
receive our humble prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you know
oh,
everything.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Know what was going to happen. You know what this is going to do and that's
yes.
going to do. Hallelujah. But we thank you
thank
that you've
God.
Taken time out for
thank
us.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
hallelujah.
Your name, my God.
Your will, Lord Jesus, to heal.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
and
yes, Lord.
And let the doctor say, oh, Lord, have mercy. We can't find nothing wrong with you.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Thank
give
you,
us-
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Purify
glory
anything.
To our great God today.
There, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it, and we give
you
the glory, and we
yes,
give
Lord,
you all
we
the
give
praise.
You all the praise, my
yes,
Savior.
Lord.
Worthy for all the praise, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus, for being there.
Thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. You know which
thank
way
you,
this broadcast was going to go today. Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, yes.
We
oh,
thank,
yes.
you.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
I had no idea that Mother Charity, Deborah, her daughter, was in the hospital. I know she's getting off the line earlier, come on a little late. And I
thank
know maybe
you,
she
Jesus.
Got it. But,
thank
Lord,
you.
You had it set up today that she would let
hallelujah.
Us.
Hallelujah.
in her life and her family life, and that we would offer up a prayer. Woo, glad
yes.
A prayer yes, to you,
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Praise
yes,
your name, my God.
Hallelujah. We love you and we praise you, Lord, and
yes.
We bless your holy
name.
You.
Oh, yes, my
thank
Savior.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory to our great God.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you.
Thank
we
you,
give
God.
You the glory. And we give you
yes.
all the hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah.
God.
In Jesus' mighty
you,
name.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
thank you, God.
And it's so. It shall be done.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Oh,
it shall
thank
be
you,
done.
God.
Hallelujah.
God.
It shall
hallelujah.
Be done.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank
you,
Lord.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah.
Oh, glory
oh,
to
glory.
Jesus.
Glory
you,
to your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you for this
thank
opportunity.
You,
hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
We
oh, yes,
take it
Lord.
Lightly, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You were so
we...
good to us, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yeah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Mm, thank you, Lord. Mm, we thank you. We praise
yes,
you. We
yes, 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 Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Give you the praise. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Yes.
Glory.
Oh, glory.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, God,
you're
so good to us. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your name. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy, Lord, of every praise. My God, today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Savior. Thank you, God.
There's none like thee, my God, in all of the universe, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, glory to our great God today.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm, thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Jesus. Oh,
your
God.
Will and today.
You.
Have your way.
Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Ooh, we just want to worship you. We just want to
yes,
praise
my
you.
My God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Savior, we lift you up, oh, God.
Oh,
and
yes,
we magnify
God.
Your great name
thank
today.
You,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes,
oh,
God.
Yes, Lord. Jesus,
you, God.
My God. We glorify your great name
yes.
today.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my Savior. Oh, my Savior. You're worthy,
Jesus.
Lord, of every praise, my
yes.
God, today in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord,
thank
in
you,
the name of Jesus. Oh,
thank
God,
you.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name today.
Thank you, God.
Yes, my God, today. Thank you,
thank
Father.
You,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah
you, Lord.
For the prayers of the righteous today.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
hallelujah.
To our great God today, Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you,
Jesus, yes. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise our great God.
Yes, glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Savior. Oh, Savior. Oh,
hallelujah.
What a wonderful Savior. What
hallelujah.
A wonderful Savior
yes,
is he.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. You said whatever we do in word or deed, do it all
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your holy name, my Savior. In the name of Jesus, my Savior. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. We can put our petitions up on the throne of grace. We know that you're able, oh, God, today. Hallelujah. To undertake in every situation, my God. You are healer of all manner of diseases, my Savior. My God, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to our great God today.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, glory. Glory.
Yes. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, God, we praise you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, we praise you, my Lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise
yes.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to Jesus, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, feel the peace. Hallelujah.
Oh, Grandma.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Well. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we're so thankful that the Lord came in with the prayer. We know about Mother Charity's daughter, and the Lord allowed us to pray and petition him. So we just thank
you, Lord.
Prophetess Darlene Davis, Sister T on the line, Mother Charity told us about it, and I think that's Sister Leslie Priest just came on. Evangelist Bernard dropped off a little while ago. She didn't have a speaker, but she was saying that she wanted us probably to do a little testimony, if that's all right with y'all. I thought she would be back on by now, but I know she hasn't. So, Mother Charity, we can start with you since you have been going through this week what the Lord has done.
Oh, yes, I may have to go because my other daughter, she's here, amen. She comes in, you know, to do some things for me that Deborah's not, by she being in the hospital, praise the Lord. And so I get calls off and on, and I don't know if it's coming from the hospital, so I might have to just get off, you know.
All
right. But I just want to thank the Lord because whatever we're going through, praise the Lord is able to take us through, hallelujah. And we can just call upon the name of the Lord, amen, and we can get encouragement, praise God, today. And when our heart seems to be down within us, our spirit may be low or something at a certain time we're going through, then the Lord will lift us up when we call upon him. He will strengthen us and keep our minds at ease, you know, in Zion. So I thank the Lord, amen, for giving us that kind of strength and that kind of energy, praise the Lord, because God is good to us. He's good to us, hallelujah. And I know he won't put any more on us above that we're able to bear, but with the temptation, the Lord has already made a way of escape. So I just thank him today, hallelujah, for his many blessings that he has bestowed upon us, oh God, today. In Jesus' mighty name. But my older daughter, she done come in now, and I got to, you know, instruct her what to do. So anyway, I might have to call y'all back because, you know, I don't want to be disturbing with the telephone, you know, open. But I might have to call back, praise God. But anyway, you all have a very blessed and wonderful day today. And all the fathers, we wish them a happy, happy Father's Day today. Glory to God. Because it means something to be a wonderful father. Amen. In the house of the Lord. And if you've got God in your life, praise the Lord. Amen. That's a wonderful thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you all pray for me. I love every one of you. Amen. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, too, Mother Charity. God bless you.
Thank
we're going to Sister T. Thank you, Mother Charity.
Certainly.
Sister T. Okay, I'm not getting a response from her. Prophetess Darlene. Not that many.
Praise the Lord. I give honor to the Most High God. I thank God for another day he has kept me from harm and danger. I truly give honor to the Most High God. I give honor to Evangelist Bernard in her absence. I just give honor to you, Sister Ruby, and each and every one that's on the line. As you were asking me to pray, as I was getting ready to pray, there was so much noise around me on the outside. And as you began to pray, I could feel the spirit of peace, hallelujah, coming
hallelujah.
In all around. And do you know the noise stopped? The children and whatever was going on the outside, do you know they went on about their business? And prayer changes things. And prayer changes things, hallelujah. I could feel the spirit of peace on the line. I could feel God moving in the atmosphere. I tell you, it pays to pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer still works. And so I thank God for the power of prayer. Because as you begin to pray, and I said, when you asked me to pray, I said, I don't know if I can wait a minute. And it was so much noise. But I know God is a keeper. And as you begin to pray, I began to even get strength in my body. I was tired in my body. And the noise began, the children began to go. I don't know where they went. But I thank God for prayer. Because prayer changes things, and I thank God for the power of prayer, and I know God heard your prayer. I know that he's answering through the prayer, and I thank God for prayer, because prayer has strengthened me a lot of times. Prayer has changed the atmosphere. Prayer has delivered and healed and set free. I thank God for prayer. If it wasn't because of prayer, I don't know where I would be. So I just thank God for prayer, and I thank God for what he's doing on this line. I thank God for the power of prayer on this line. Because truly, we've been talking about ordering the footsteps. God has ordered our footsteps and directed our footsteps through prayer, the power of prayer. So if I can read, I want to read Psalms 23, if it's all right with you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, yes.
And then I want to say something behind it. Just want to say I thank God for your prayers, because I could feel as you were praying, I could feel God was doing something through you for us, and not just Mother Charity's daughter, but God was doing something through the atmosphere, through us. Hallelujah. I could feel God doing something. And so I'm looking for a praise report through that for Mother Charity's daughter. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff comforts me. Thou prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Truly, the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. We don't have anything to worry about. We don't have anything to be concerned about, because he is our shepherd. He shall bring it to pass. He shall bless. He shall make a way out of no way. We're talking about ordering our footsteps. He's truly ordering our footsteps, and we let him direct our path. When we lean not to our own understanding and acknowledge him in all our ways and realize that he is our shepherd and that we shall not want, that he's going to work out everything that concerns us, everything will be all right. Hallelujah. So I just thank God because truly, you know, it's been times that I was ordering my own footsteps, letting other people order me, letting other people direct my path, letting other people tell me which way to go. But when I got on my face and began to seek God, began to pray, began to stay in the will of God and let God direct my path and realize that he was my shepherd, that I didn't have anything to worry about, that he was going to work out everything that concerned me, things began to get easier for me. Things began to get better. Sometimes flesh didn't want to line up. But when I began to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, when I began to let God take over my life and realize who he was to me and let him be God in my life, then my footsteps were ordered and things were turned around and things will turn around for the better. So I thank God on today that he's ordering my footsteps. You know, I didn't want to come to North Carolina, hallelujah, but I thank God when I began to let God, you know, I cried when I came here, or every day I was crying. But when I began to realize it was for the good and God was going to do great things and he was going to use me, and he has used me, to God be the glory, when I began to realize that he was my shepherd and he had his, my best interest at stake, God began to move on my behalf. Hallelujah. Then I could begin to go forth in God, and I began to realize that God, he knows what's best for me. Sometimes it may look like we don't, when we walking through what God tells us to walk through, or go where God tells us to go, or do what God tells us to do, it sometimes it looks gloom, it looks dark, it looks like things are not going to work out. But when we trust in God, when we trust in God, not ourselves, not a man, but when we trust in God, and when we trust in him, and knowing he's going to work everything out, hallelujah, when we put our faith in him, hallelujah, not in man, not a woman, because there's been times I put my faith in people and situations, says put no confidence in man, hallelujah. When you put your confidence in God and let God lead you, I think about a car, when a car is driving down the road, sometimes you're driving down the road and you come to a dead end and you don't know what to do and you have to turn around and go back, but sometimes in your life, in your spiritual life, when you're leading yourself, you go down a dark road and you come into some trouble, and that's how I've been in some situations. But when I let God, but God, when I let God lead me, when I realized he was my shepherd, when I realized that I didn't have anything to worry about, when I put my trust in God, and when I leaned to God, then things worked out all right. Then I realized I can go down that road and all will be well, and things, and I would not go into a deep end. I would not go into trouble when I let God lead me. Hallelujah. And I thank God because it says, surely, goodness and mercy. So I thank God because, see, surely God is guiding us. He's leading us. His grace, his mercy is with us. So I thank God that his grace and mercy is with me. And then I thank God for, it says he's preparing a table on the fifth verse, that he's preparing a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. And he's preparing a table for me. So I ain't have to worry about, you know, it was a time that I was worrying about what people thought about me, what people think about me. And I was worrying about, yeah, let me try to get them back. But when I begin to have the love, when I begin to go in the footsteps of God, when I begin to let God lead me, I realize that now I don't have to worry about anything because he's going to make my enemies my footstool. Hallelujah. He's going to make my enemies my footstool. He's going to do what he's going to do what he said he's going to do, because he is my shepherd and I shall not want. When we realize who we serve, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Jehovah Jireh, our provider El Shalom, the Mighty One, when we realize who we serve and who he really is, we don't have to worry about it. You know, sometimes we say, wonder God, is that the right way? Wonder this, wonder that. God don't want us to wonder, because when he got us in his palm of his hand, we don't have to worry about it. You know, they talk about Allstate, and they talk about different kind of insurances, but when you have God, you have the best insurance you can have. Hallelujah. When you have God, you have the best doctor you can have. Hallelujah. When you have God, you have the best lawyer that you can have, because I know that from experience, because there was times that I was sick to the doctor, but God healed my body. He strengthened me. He restored me because he was my shepherd. He was so many things to me. Hallelujah. When I didn't know which way to go, hallelujah, in my spiritual walk, and also when I wasn't saved, God made a way. He'll even make a way for you. I heard the man of God say he rained on the just as well as the unjust. He has rained on me when I was saved as well as when I wasn't saved, because he rained on me.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Lord.
He'll bless me, because that's what kind of God we serve. He's not a God of partiality.
Oh,
he's a God
name.
That will keep you. He's a God that will make a way. But we have to let him pull our
sister.
So now I'm asking him, now, where do you want me to go from here, God? Yes, I know I need to pray more. I need to fast more. I need to read your word more. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going into a secret place. I'm going behind the veil.
Yes,
I said, God, I want more of you and less of me. Hallelujah. I want to get to know you better. I want to get in your word even more. I want to get closer to you, God. Hallelujah. I want to find out who you are. Hallelujah. I want you to direct me. Hallelujah. Which way you want me to go? What you want me to say? What you want me to do? Even on today, even when I was feeling tired in my body, I heard call in, and so I let him direct my path on today, and I called in, hallelujah, not knowing what I was going to say, not knowing even if I had anything to say, not knowing, but because I'm letting God direct my footsteps, letting God direct me, and letting him order my footsteps, hallelujah, we can say, but do we really surrender? Do we really love God? Hallelujah, when you really love God, you let him direct your footsteps all the way, not 10%, not 20%, but all the way. So I say, God, wherever you go, wherever you need me, I'll go. Wherever you want me to go, I'll follow. Yes to your will. Sometimes we got to surrender and say yes to your will, God. And I say, God, I say yes to your will. Yes to your way, God. Anything you say today, huh? Anything you say tomorrow, oh, God, just more of you and less of me. You have to decrease that God can increase in your life when you lead, let him order your footsteps and direct your path. And it was a time. It was a time that I did not let him direct my path. And I was so sorry, because I went down some roads, some dead ends that I shouldn't have went down. I went to some places that I shouldn't have went down, some dark places. But God still brought me up, and he brought me out, even in my disobedient state. But I said, right now, God, I don't want to be disobedient. I want to love upon you even more. I want to be in your presence even more. Direct me, God. Hallelujah. When you say go, go. And whatever you say, do, I will do. And that's where I want to be in the will of God. That's where I want to be in his presence. There's no other place like that. Hallelujah. I just love him so much that I want to be closer to him. Hallelujah. So sometimes it may seem painful when he directs me down a place, because the flesh may say, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go. I don't want to say that. But because of God and the God in me, and because I love him, I let him direct me. I say, all of my footsteps, direct my path, God. Hallelujah. Lead me to where you want me to go. Hallelujah. So I just thank God, and I was just led to read the 23rd Psalm. And I just, hallelujah, that constantly stays in my spirit, that the Lord is our shepherd. And when we know that he is our shepherd, then we don't have to worry about whether we should go to the left or right, because he's going to never lead us wrong. He's never going to lead us out of our wrong place. He's not going to lead us down a dead end. He's not going to lead us into a ditch. He's not going to lead us into a dark alley. He's not going to lead us into the wrong places. So I thank God, because I know him as a doctor. I know him as a healer. I know him as a deliverer. And I thank God because I know him as so many things in my life. Hallelujah, because I know him personally as a lawyer, and he's been so good to me. So I just wanted to testify, I thank him. I thank him for blessing me. I thank him for keeping me. I thank him for strengthening me. I thank him for restoring me. I thank him for leading me into the right place. I thank him for salvation. I thank him for holiness. I thank him, hallelujah, because holiness is right. So I just thank God on today. I thank God for being directed and led on this line on in my life, and I thank God because it's been a big part of my life. So I just thank God for ordering my footsteps, and he knows what's best for us, and he definitely knows what's best for us and what we need. So I just give him praise on today. Hallelujah. I just lift him up on today, and I thank God that I was able to say something on today. on the behalf of our God because he's so worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I thank God because this is the last days, and it's soon, Jesus is soon to come back. And I'm saying, God, let me be prepared. Let me be ready. Let me be prepared for what you have for me. And so I give him praise, and I just wanted, that's all I wanted to say, is that I love him, and I thank him. And I thank him that he is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I thank him, hallelujah, that he's guiding and he's leading me, hallelujah. When the enemy tries to come up in my life, hallelujah, God, he builds a, when the enemy comes up like a flood, God builds a standard for me. So I just thank him, today, and God bless y'all. Continue to be encouraged. Let God lead your path. Let God order your footsteps. Let him direct you into the next move that he wants you to go. And just surrender all to Jesus. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. God bless.
God bless Prophetess Darlene Davis. You just brought the sermon. That was a blessing. The Lord knows. We see Evangeline Bernard back on the line. She had dropped. That was truly a blessing. You really brought the word. God bless. And we, Vandis Bernard, I thought she was on here. Sister Leslie. Sister Leslie. Okay, then.
Amen, Sister Ruby. I'm back on.
Oh, okay. We,
okay, I don't know. Where did I get cut off at?
Oh, about 15 minutes ago, something like that. I can't remember.
Do you know where I was, what
praying.
I was saying? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, I was. We went on to testimony service, and then we prayed.
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me where I stopped? Do you remember where I stopped?
Hold on a minute, Sister Leslie. You were praying. I don't. You just was praying.
Okay, I was telling a story of a young man.
No, we didn't get that, did we? No.
Okay. All right.
Sister Leslie, can you hold on just a minute? We're going to call you at the event.
Yes, I can.
Okay, God bless.
No, go ahead with the testimonies. Go ahead. I just wanted to know where I was cut off at because I was sharing something and didn't know that the call had dropped.
Oh, we didn't hear it.
So go right ahead. God bless you.
Oh, okay, I'm going to give it back. Sister Leslie, sorry about that.
It's okay. My testimony is basically the testimony before mine. Is it Prophetess?
Darlene Davis.
Darlene Davis. It was a blessing to me because of the situation that I'm facing, and I was just tested in my faith. And I just know now what to do, and I'm just going to lay out on the floor and pray and trust God and his word and cover it over my life and not worry about the situation. So I'm thankful for the testimony that went forth today because I called in and it was a blazing, and it was right on time for me, and I'm just thanking her for sharing that and thanking God. Amen.
Oh, okay. Amen.
Oh, and can I have
yeah, you
Davis
can keep
pray
it. You-
for me?
Yeah, go ahead. It's fine. We're doing your testimony. It's fine. Go ahead, Sister Leslie.
Okay, I wanted to request that Prophetess pray for me and my,
oh, you mean
my
pray?
Faith walk because it's needed right now.
Prophetess Darlene. Prophetess Darlene. She's not answered my phone this or that. I think...
we'll come back before we dismiss.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Amen.
Is that it, Sister Leslie? Okay, we're going to Pastor Martin.
She's on mute right now. She's unable to speak. She's in the midst of a prayer.
Okay, then. I'll come back to her. Sister Sherelle, how you pronounce that, Evangelist? Sister was it Sherelle?
Hi, praise God. The part that I heard was when she was speaking about, you know, how being turned around and being led by God, you know, trying to go how people, you know, trying to live up to what other people think about, trying to do things for other people instead of myself. That was my life also. And it's like just this past year, I started standing up, I mean, trusting in God to lead me. And being able to, I was prophesied for me to start saying no. And since I've been doing that and just, you know, thanking God and just directing me, I'm in more peace. I've forgiven everybody, the people that I was, that had hurt me, that I didn't think that I would ever be able to release it. And I'm learning to.
There's a lot of noise in somebody's phone. Sister Ruby, can you mute the line?
Yeah, I just muted. I muted where I thought it came from.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Go right ahead, sweetheart.
And so I was just, you know, what she was saying, just you know, her speaking about, you know, being led by other people and stuff like that. That was my life, and that was, you know, it was a blessing to hear that. So I thank God for that, and I thank God for the message. Thank you.
Amen, amen.
I thank the Lord for that, for you, the Lord. Okay. You know what? Sister T came back on. Maybe she's cut off. Sister T?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, was you cut off?
Him.
Okay, I was trying to get...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I just want to give honor to God, who is truly the head of my life. I want to give honor to Evangelist Bernard, to Mother Ruby, and to all the mothers on the line, and all the people of God. It is indeed an honor and a blessing to be on the broadcast today. They give a testimony. My testimony is God has truly been good to me. All I can really say is the last few days God has been really dealing with me in regards to being obedient to Him. I just felt the anointing of God that was placed on my life. A few days ago, I just felt the Lord like never before. And ever since this happened to me, I just kind of see things a lot differently. He's got my spiritual eyes and my spiritual ears open. And all I'm trying to do is really walk in the will of what He has for me to do. I have a heart, and I love people, and I would do anything to help anyone. You know, I have a heart for the homeless, and it's my desire to help the homeless and to let them know about Jesus. It was a blessing yesterday. Last night we went out, and we ministered with some bag lunches, just a few bag lunches.
Beautiful.
A sandwich, some chips, and a little juice. And I never seen people so excited about getting that little bit of food. And I'm just so honored that God even chose our ministry. It's all about Jesus' ministry, to go out and be able to do that. I'm just really thanking God that
Hallelujah.
I'm able to walk in the calling that He has set for me. Now, I know many are called many are called and few are chosen, and I know that He chose me. He designed me best for this. So I just ask you guys to continue to pray my strength. I find myself being really exhausted sometimes, but I know I have to keep moving because God has a great work for me to do out here in Stockton. I'm just trying to be everything I can to everybody, and sometimes I do feel like I need a break or a moment just to take a breath, but I know that God has a plan for me, and I don't want to be lacking or lazy in this season, and I'm trying to be under leadership and follow leadership and do what God called me to do. But I praise God that He chose me, you know, a lady who's been through a lot. You know, you guys pretty much know my testimony about being homeless and about having gone without and all those things. And, you know,
yes,
I know that it's nothing but the grace of God that keeps me every day. I just find myself just want to bask in God's glory. I just want to stay in my word. I want the music around me. I want to sing and worship Him because He's been so good to me, you know. And I just love this broadcast. I love Evangelist Bernard and all the people on here because you guys plant those seeds in me, and they're growing now. You know, I don't even want none of the things in the world. All I want is God. So continue
Hallelujah.
To pray my hello. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Sister T. That's what testimony. That was all of them came forth. It's been awesome testimony. The Lord. Okay, we're going to try to see back Pastor Martin. See if her line is open. Pastor Martin.
Praise the Lord. Evangelist Bernard and all of the clergy on the line, God bless you. Truly, God has been good to me. Yesterday I was sitting down talking to the Lord about, you know, God always sent women in my life from different walks of life. And I began to talk to God about it, and God showed me that he sent the women from different walks of life into my life is because I've been there. And he has allowed me to open up my doors from day one. I've been living here 8 years. Everywhere I live, I find myself opening up my doors and taking people in. And I see God, you know, my blessing is seeing God build up women and use them for his glory and honor. And I begin to tell God, you know, talk to God about it's not a place where I've lived. I've opened up homes and God allowed them homes to close down and then bring women right under my roof. And I begin to talk to God and God began to tell me this is a ministry house. And God said, this is not your home. Every home you had was never your home. It belongs to me and it's a ministry home for hurting women and for men too, for people that just hurt. I present my body as a living sacrifice to God because I know what it feels like to be homeless. I know what it feels like to be out in the street, rejected. I know what it feels like even in the church house of being rejected and envied and jealous by leaders over you and people under you and people around you. I've been through all that. But guess what? The blessing is that I'm still with the Lord. I'm still standing. Through it all, I'm there's many of times that I felt like giving up, felt like throwing in the towel, but Jesus didn't throw in his towel. He kept on serving. And so I find that even in me enduring hardship, even God is telling me that through it all that he's not finished yet with none of us. You know, someone was talking to me about struggling as people of God. Why do we have to struggle? The world struggles. Why when we come to God, we struggle? One thing about our struggles, God takes our struggles and turn them into blessings because he did it for Jacob.
Oh, yes.
Jacob told the Lord, I won't let go till you bless my soul. Jacob struggled with a lot of things in different areas, but when the Lord got through with him, he came forth as pure gold. And God was telling me, you know, keep your hands to the plow. Your labor of love won't go unrewarded. But what I asked God, I said, when I leave this earth, I want to leave a legacy behind saying that I love Jesus. I want to leave a legacy behind that I did what the Lord told me to do, that I didn't throw in the towel. And God has been so good to me. I tell you this morning, I was telling God just how much I love him. In spite of everything I've been going through, I will not let nothing separate me from the love of God. And I see that all my pain, that God has turned it into power. God is strengthening me. God is blessing me. God is teaching me to depend on him more. God is teaching me to trust in him more. God is taking me to different levels in faith. God is taking me, causing me to step out on things that I never knew that was inside of me. With these hidden gifts, God is just bringing them forth that I didn't even know that was in me. When I look over my life and I see how God brought me from a life of prostitution, selling drugs, and walking and living on the streets and where I am today, what a mighty God we serve.
Nobody
can get the glory but God. When I look at my life and remember how I was in a mental institution, when they slipped drugs on me, clapped their hands, marched me in the middle of the street, tried to kill me, but God said I should live, how the police shackled me down, shackles on my hands and my feet. One thing about them shackling me, when they put me in the mental institution, God brought me out with a mind set free, ready to serve God, ready to live for God. When I look at my life and I look in the mirror, my own mind is blown about what God has done in my life, how he's healed my relationship with my daughter, how he healed my relationship with my mother. I have broken my mother's heart, but today God has ceased where my mother loved me. I love her. I could be a blessing to her. I could be
been there. There were times when I wasn't there for her, when I was ripping and running the street. But God has took care of her, all six of her kids. She has took the baby girl with me and allowed me to take care of my mom. And I just thank God for the blessings. I just thank God for the blessings that he put in my life, the blessings that are around me, these women, their beautiful jewels and beautiful diamonds from God. I thank God. Who would have thought that I'd be sitting at a table with a bunch of us women talking about the Lord when I used to sit at a table with a bunch of women getting high? So God is, I tell you, I give God all the glory and the honor for what he's doing in my life. I thank God for these lines where my daughter can plug in, where friends and family can get on the line. I thank God for the prayers, for the prophetess, for the speakers, for confirmation. I tell you, I'm excited for the wisdom, for the wisdom. I said for the wisdom that's on this line. I ask God for wisdom. A lot of things happened to me because I didn't ask God for wisdom. But now I ask God for wisdom on everything that I do. I'm just learning as I go, and I give God all the glory for what he's doing in my life. And most of all, I thank him for saving me. I thank him for setting me free. I am free today. I know what it feels to be free. I am free to serve him, free to love him, free to live for him, free to do his will. I am free today. And I wouldn't trade my freedom for nothing in the world. Like Dr. Martin Luther King said, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty. I am free at last. And then not only am I free here on this earth, but there's another freedom that's coming when he comes back to get me. I just thank him. I'm very excited about God. I'm very excited about it's all about Jesus ministry, because that's who it's all about. It ain't about me. It ain't about what I've done. It's what about what he's doing in my life and what we can do for others, so when they see us, they can see Jesus. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Martin. That was a testimony. All of them is testimony. Woo! Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. Hallelujah. That was a testimony.
Thank
going
you,
out
Jesus.
Witnessing and serving God's people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor
thank
Martin.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Sister
Dawn. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Sister Dawn. Okay.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
That's it.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Francis Ruby, you want to testify? Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. I was, all these testimonies. I tell you, I say the Lord has been awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mother Charity, daughter Deborah in the hospital, Evangelist Bernard. So we prayed for her. She came on the line. But she had to get off the line, and she has to go back. So she don't know what's going on with her, but they kept her. You know, Deborah, the one that sang so beautiful.
Yes, all right. Well, I didn't hear it. I was cut off and didn't have the speakerphone on, so I was going on. So, okay, we'll check on Mother Charity later. God bless. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, well, I just thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for being alive and well. And I was thinking, I said, Lord, what is it that, you know, I testify. So you testify a lot about different that the Lord has brought you on. But I waited and I said, well, I wanted to go to Psalms 40, verse 1 and 2. I wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He heard my cry. And way in the night. And he brought me up. And he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And he set me upon a rock and established my. Hallelujah. If that's not ordered, I don't know what. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Saving me. When I think back on all of the life that I have lived, I say, Lord, you know, it's something to be in the world. And I guess the Lord, he knows our DNA, and he knows what families he's going to put us with to come forth to be the parents or, you know, whatever. And I said, you know, I was on this earth all this time, 50 years, and serving the devil. And I'm saying I didn't even know that I felt like whatever I'd done it to myself. You know, I didn't have no Bible around or no being saved or in a church or whatever. I just was in the world, you know, and you do what the world do. You know, with your different. So I'm saying to myself, I'm 50, I think it was 50 years old when the Lord brought me out. I think, well, I can't, no, 30-something when I came to California. But I'm saying he still didn't call me. You know, I guess he had called, but I'm still living in sin and doing, not knowing what sin is, you know, that because the world is just getting in there and partying and doing whatever. And all of a sudden, I'm talking about the folks on drugs now. And I'm old. I'm saying, child, it's a disgraceful. I think I told this before. But I say it's a terrible thing, them old people and everybody out there on them drugs. And guess what? I got on them. I say, Lord, you know, it is something which way he's going to take you and your walk. And as they say all week, order my steps in your word, Lord. And he ordered my steps, took me out that miry clay. And set my feet on going straight the way he done. And he gave me divine favor. He gave me guidance, and he forgave me. And I said, Lord, you know, I thank you, because I think when I got, if I can remember, because I'll be 72 this year. So I'm saying I think I was 50, around early 50s, I think. And, you know, everybody young in the church, and here I'm going in 51 or 52, and the Lord put me in a holiness church. And I'm saying, I'm going to a church and, you know, go to Sunday school, I mean, church on Sunday, and not even Sunday school, after service, go home, and that's the end of it. I didn't know nothing about no working for no kingdom and, well, doing this and all of these different gifts and calling is in his body, and this is a royal family of baptized believers in Jesus' name, and royal and working for the kingdom of God, and then you got to be holy, you got to be just, and here I am in the world sleeping and doing what the world do with men. You know, so I'm just saying to myself, and then wind up on drugs, but the Lord smoking and all this stuff, but the Lord was so merciful and kind to me that he didn't send anybody to have me stumble, because he knew, he knows everything about us and what we need to succeed and go. And he sent me to the house, to the wig shop, not to buy wigs, but to look for Jesus. So, and then I'm saying to myself, well, okay, I'm going in this church. They said, well, you got to go over here to this church. I'm not knowing it's a holiness church. You know, I'm saying, oh, I say, Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll serve you. Well, I think I'm going to a Sunday service and go back home and smoke my cigarettes and do whatever I do. But guess God had a whole different ball game for me. And when you read these 66 the Bible, hallelujah, he going to take you. And I said, Lord, I thank you, because I didn't know anything about holiness. I didn't know anything about God's kingdom and his people and what he required of you to live this life. And he brought me out of that muck and that clay, and he took me, and I said, Lord, you know, I don't want to be married. I don't want to be this. I don't want to be that. And the Lord took two husbands away from me. And he set me out here, and then I was living with somebody. The Lord shut that all down. I said, Lord, I thank you. And I said, Lord, I've been saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and been serving you since 1992 when I went down in Jesus' name. And I said, Lord, I thank you, because you have kept me. And it's a struggle, you know, like liberal Democrats say, three people walk around with you, what is the flesh, you, and the spirit. You know, so you have to say which one you're going to agree with or which one you're going to follow. But you got to get this word and read it. So I just thank the Lord today for the anointing. And, you know, it was so awesome when you really think about it, how the Lord placed you in his family and his body. And you go in there and you see people from all over the world, all different nationalities, all things coming off of this. But, you know, the Lord said, it ain't about the color of your skin. It ain't about this. It's about the blood. You know, you got to get baptized down in his name, and then you all family. You're part of his royal family. So I just thank the Lord for this. I say, Lord, you look out, and he directs. He give you divine favor. He favor get go before you do. And his guidance, you know, and his when he promised you, and he say, long as you are obedient, long as you are obedient, them promises shall come to pass. And if you do pray, all you have to do is say, Lord, I repent. Help me, help me. Me believe, help my unbelief, help me get in the word, help me to walk and do your will, help me to be the child you have me to be, such a time as this in the kingdom. So I just thank the Lord. Evangelist Joshua, yeah, better Evangelist Bernard, I just thank him for the broadcast, you know, just the different things he has brought me, and he has truly ordered my steps. So he got me off drugs, got me off cigarettes, got me off alcohol, got me off a man. And now I go and witness and bring them to Jesus, and I move from the altar. I say, Lord, these are your people. I ain't priming and pumping over nobody. Well, I get him, and he'll be my. I take all these men to the Lord because he sure have tested me. So God bless, and back over to you, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen, amen. We all have a testimony. Amen. Sometimes we're so soon to forget. Amen. When God begins to bless us in the natural realm, then, you know, we don't call on God anymore. We're calling on ourselves. Amen. But when God has done something for you, and you know it wasn't nobody but God, baby, all the glory goes to him. He'll never let you forget anyway what he's done for you. Amen. God can force us to serve him, but he's not that kind of a God. So we thank God for the testimonies today. Thank God for all of you all. Pray that each and everyone will have a blessed and beautiful weekend. It's Prophetess Darlene on the line. Sister Leslie asked for prayer. We're going to let her pray. If she's on the line, she can pray for Sister Leslie.
Darlene.
We're going to close us out with prayer. She could close us out with prayer. God bless you all.
I'm going to go to Sister Leslie. Is she still? Oh, Sister Leslie. She wants prayer.
Yes, Prophet. I'm here.
Okay, Prophet David is on the line. You said you needed prayer for her.
Okay, yeah, I was. I just had briefly shared how her testimony had richly blessed me because of the opposition that I'm faced with right now that has really tested my faith. My mother, my pastor, everyone is, you know, say continuing faith and so it's on my heart to request prayer for you from you for that I just continue to walk in faith and press into God more than concentrating and focusing on what's going on in the natural.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah, God, we thank you, we praise you, God, we magnify your name, God, we exalt you, God, we lift you up, God, we thank you for another day that you have kept us from harm and danger, God, we thank you for your word, we thank you for your presence, God, we thank you for this broadcast, God, we thank you, God, for Evangelist Adrian Bernard, God, we thank you for where you're taking this ministry, we thank you for where you brought this ministry from, we thank you, God, for keeping us, God, we thank you for blessing us, God, oh, God, we thank you, God, we praise you, God, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. We look to the hills from which our help comes from, and our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So we just thank you this afternoon, God. We just praise you this afternoon, God. We just exalt you, God. We thank you, God, because we could do nothing without you, but we could do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we come this afternoon just to say thank you. We come this afternoon just to bless your name, God. We come this afternoon just to exalt you, God, before we can ask you for anything. We say thank you, God. Thank you for keeping us, God. We could
thank
not
you,
keep ourselves, God, but we thank you, God, for keeping us. We thank you that you're ordering our footsteps and directing our paths, God. We thank you, God, for every topic that's been on this line. We thank you for every caller. We thank you for every speaker. We thank you for Sister Ruby. We thank you, God. We
thank you
a place we can come to and cry out to you, God. We thank you, God. You can't go out of the way and cry out, but we thank you we can come to you and cry out, God. We thank you that you hear our cry and that you answer our supplication. We thank you, God. We bless your holy name, God. We worship you, God. We come to you saying thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Thank you, Mighty One. We praise you, God. I come to you right now, God. If it's anything I said, done, or thought, well, God, I ask you to wash me, purge me, God, with hyssop of God in the name of Jesus. Create me a new and a right spirit in you. Let nothing stand in the way of me being close to you, God. Let nothing stand in the way of my Sunday of this prayer being answered. Will give me clean heart, clean hands, clean mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hide us behind the cross. Move, God, in our lives, God. Strengthen us, God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on us this day, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch God, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. Restore her, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe, Lord, continue to breathe on her, God, in the name of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against her prosper, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak increase in her spirit, increase in her finance, in the mighty name of Jesus. Perfect health and perfect peace, God. In the name of Jesus, let her continue to keep her mind stayed on you, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Jesus, we're calling on you. No other help we know. Jesus, if you can't do it, it can't be done. But we know that you can do it, God. Our trust is in you, God. We're not leaning to our own understanding. We're not letting anybody direct us, but we're letting you direct us, God, because we're acknowledging you in all our ways, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to touch Sister Ruby today. Oh, God, continue to fill her, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. We praise you right now. Continue to touch Pastor B, God. Oh, God, continue to strengthen her ministry, God. Continue to touch Sister T, God. Continue to touch all callers, God, in the name of Jesus. Even the ones that go in the archives, God, fill them, God, with your presence, God. Oh, God, save some souls just when they listen to this archive, God, when they listen to this broadcast, God. Deliver, heal, and save, God. Oh, God, let us make a difference, God. Let us not be just coming on. Let us continue to do your will, God. Your will, not our will, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Sister Leslie, God. Oh, God, from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet. Move out the things in her that need to be moved out, God. Wash her, purge her, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her be that mother you called her to be. Let her be that wife that you called her to be. Teach her, God, how to separate her time, how to use her time wisely in the name of Jesus. I hear you saying out of time to us, God. We're running out of time. Help us not to waste time, God. Help us to use our time wisely. Help her to be that mother, that wife, God, that you called her to be, God. Her first ministry is at home, God. Let her do the ministry you called her to do at home. And after she's finished that, God, show her what you want her to do. Direct her path, God. Not her will, but your will be done. Oh, God, she got a heart for your people. She loves you, God. Oh, God, and you love her. But breathe on her right now, God. In the name of Jesus, and direct her path, God. Walk with the God. Continue to talk with the God. In the name of Jesus, let her get her priorities in order, God. In the name of Jesus, whatever you want her to do, God, let her do with God. First ministry, home. Second ministry, whatever you called her to do, God. She got a ministry inside of her. Oh, God, let it be birthed at the point of time, God, in the name of Jesus. Show her how to walk, walk slow in you, God, how to take those steps in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Order her footsteps, direct her path, God, in the name of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against her prosper. Let no harm or danger come to her, God. Breathe on her husband, God. Breathe on her children, God. Oh, God, strengthen her family, 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 family. Let her remember that first, God, in the name of Jesus. And she can't go wrong in you, God. Oh, God, because that's her first ministry. Breathe on her, God. Open up her understanding even more. Open up her ears even more. Give her that more wisdom, more knowledge, and more understanding, God. Oh, God, help her to walk by faith and not by sight. Help her not to be weary and well-doing. Help her not to faint. Help her to hold on to her due season. Help her not to be anxious. Help her not to go before you. Help her not to go after you, God. But help her to walk with you, that you can talk with her, God, in the name of Jesus. Show her what you want her to see, God. Show her what you want her to do, God. Help her to continue to press. Press, God, to the mark of the high calling. Help us to help her to lay before you even more, God. Help her to seek you and pray even more, God. Help her, God, in the name of Jesus. God, she's coming to you, God, because you are her shepherd and she shall not want. She's coming to you, God, in the name of Jesus for direction. Direct her path, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for, God. We thank you for what you have done in her life. We thank you for what you're going to do in her life, God. Teach her to wait on you. And while she waits, teach her to be of good courage. Keep her to keep praising you. Keep us to sing. Keep singing to you. Keep worshiping you, God. Thank you for singing, God. Thank you for a gift, God. Oh, God, activate and stir up a gift at the appointed time, God, in the name of Jesus. Teach her how to use a gift the right way when you tell her, when how you tell her, God, in the name of Jesus. We all got to be directed by you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. We praise you right now, God. We magnify you right now. We exalt you right now, God. We asking God that she continue to look to the hills from which our help come from. Let her continue to stay focused on you, looking to the hills from which our help come from, and our help come from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let her not worry about people. Let her not be worried about things. Let her not worry about what's around her, but let her focus on you. Let her go in, God, and in prayer and in praise, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her and her husband pray together more. Let them read the word together more. Bring Bible study in the home, God. Bring Bible study in the home in the name of Jesus. Bring unity even more in the home, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep the love in the home, God. Yeah, we come against the assignment of the enemy. It may try to break up the home. It may try to cause confusion in the home. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I speak peace in the home. I speak joy in the home. I speak love in the home. I speak that she shall go forth in her home in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this handmaiden. Oh, God, teach her to be a handmaiden even more, God, in the name of Jesus. Stir up, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, teach her what to do, God, when to come on the lines, when not to come on the lines, God. Teach her, God, how to lay before you. Let her take her time wisely. Let her be in her time wisely. I hear her, you got to use your time wisely. Teach her what to do in her time, God. We got 24 hours in a day, God. Oh, God, teach us all what to do in that 24 hours. Help us to use it wisely, God. Help us to be good stewards, God, over our time, over our finance, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God. We need you, God. We need you, God. We're calling on your name, Jesus. No other name we know. Jesus, we need you. We ask, God, that you continue to keep this woman of God, that you have called. Continue to keep her in your presence. Our God, even when she's going through, we come against the spirit of depression. We come against the spirit of fear, competition. Let her know she's fearfully and wonderfully made by you. And she doesn't have to compete. We come against the spirit of competing in the name of Jesus, that she is made by you and she has her own gifts, unique gifts. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus. God, teach her when to speak and when to be quiet. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, talk about a season and a time. When it's time to speak and time to be silent. Teach her when to speak, God. Teach her when to be silent, God. Teach her when to just to lay out and cry before you, God. God, you take care of every need, every desire, God. God, bless the increase her finance, God, in the name of Jesus. Increase her life, God, for her faithfulness, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for, God. Let her remember the joy of the Lord is her strength. The joy of the Lord is her strength in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, we just praise you right now. We just lift you up right now. We just worship you right now, God. We thank you right now. We hallelujah. We praise you, God. And we give you the honor. We give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you lift up every downtrodden head on today, God. Because somebody might be going through something, God. Give them hope, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come against the spirit of suicide in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we come against the hands of the enemy. That will tell people that they can't make it. We speak life into the people on today, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak peace into the people in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you continue to breathe upon your people, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for touching Mother Charity and her daughter, God. Oh, God, we speak life. We speak strength in Deborah, God, in the name of Jesus. We're looking for praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. We trust in you, God. We are praying the prayer. Hallelujah. You said two or three touching the green in your name. We came in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And there's something about your name. Hallelujah. Every knee has to bow at the sound of your name. Every tongue has to confess Jesus. So we came in your name and we're looking for a praise report, God, because we believe our faith. We believe your report, God. Hallelujah. We don't believe the doctor's report, but we believe your report, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now. And as we close out, God, we don't close out from your presence, God. Hallelujah. But we want to continue to be in your will. Continue to be in your presence, God, even the more, God, in the name of Jesus. Take us up to high heights and deeper depths in you, God. Let us get lost in you, God. Hey, my God. Let us go behind the veil, God, and let us come back in the name of Jesus. Let us seek you, God, like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every hindrance spirit, everything that will try to hold this ministry up. We come against with the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We seek the blood of Jesus, the blood on this line, the blood in the ministry, the blood on the leader, in the name of Jesus. We seek the blood of Jesus. We come against every spirit that will try to draw back, in my son, every retaliation spirit, we come up against it in the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus.
Thanks,
and we thank you, God, and bless us this weekend, God. Lord, let's come back on Monday with a praise. With a praise report. Come back Monday lifting you up, God. Tell them out what you have done, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be careful when we speak out of my mouth, God. Let us speak life, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us speak life upon our sisters and brothers in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, God. We ask in God, let us continue to remember we got victory over the enemy, victory over our circumstances. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. I love you so much. I love you all. Thank you, God.
God bless you.
Thank
God bless
you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Remember tomorrow morning, those of you that can, tune in if you have a testimony. Today overcame. They're on at 5 in the morning. It's the same call-in number. It's under our umbrella. They overcame with Minister Billy Burns at 5 a.m. California time, 7 a.m. Central, and 8 a.m. Eastern. She's on the line every Saturday morning. Amen. And those that can tune in on Sunday morning, early Sunday morning prayer, amen, at 7 a.m. California time. Amen. 8 a.m. 10 a.m. Eastern time. Amen. So those of you that's on the West Coast, you're just getting ready to get yourselves together. So we certainly invite you to tune into early Sunday morning prayer for about 30 minutes. Amen. Where we just come and allow everyone that come on the line to pray. Amen. For about 5 or 7 minutes, and everybody have an opportunity to pray. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful weekend in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy my Father's Day again to all of the fathers this coming Sunday. Amen. God bless you. Sister Ruby.
Thank you, Lord.
Prophetess Darlene closed out, so imagine. We're going to close. Take me to the King.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is I'm options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? church down, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn.
Monday. God bless. Sunday. We're ending the episode.